All right, about to listen to Way of the Master Radio, Todd Friel today. Not sure if he's going to address the fact that Ray Comfort challenged us to come to Los Angeles and do a debate. We wrote back, basically told Ray that there were some logistics issues we needed to overcome, but that we were willing to do it. And that was 10 days ago. Ray still hasn't responded. He wrote that initially after he saw the Nightline piece. And now I'm getting word from Rich Rodriguez that he tunes in to Way of the Master Radio for comic relief on his way home on satellite radio. And so I just got the file. I'm going to listen to it. And maybe I'll refute, but I haven't even heard it yet. So here we go.
Master Radio with Kirk Cameron, Ray Comfort, and Todd Friel.
Do you worry about going to hell?
No. No, not at all.
No.
Is that because you think hell's going to be fun if you do go there?
Because hell doesn't exist.
Because there's no reason to believe that hell exists.
You know, if there's a one in a million shot
right.
that hell existed.
Right. That would stink, huh?
Yeah. That might be the understatement of the year. This is Way of the Master Radio, and what you just heard was taken from Nightline on ABC. Chasing down the story that's all the rage on the internet, YouTube, and Google video sites, and that is the Blasphemy Challenge. Familiar with this deal? The Blasphemy Challenge, headed up by a fellow named Brian Sapient, who won't come on this program, is making the rounds everywhere else to talk about why people should go on the internet.
I just actually had to pause it, and then I clicked the wrong button, so I stopped recording. You're going to miss a second or two on the recorded conversation. That was a lie already. I won't come on that program. That is a lie. Here's the truth. I received a word from Aaron, I believe his name was Aaron, at Way of the Master Radio right after Nightline, asked me if I would go on their show. I called back immediately, as I always do as soon as I get a media request via email. I said, who would be the person that I would be talking to? He said it would be Todd Friel. I said, I'm not interested. I said, get me Ray Comfort and Kirk Cameron. I don't care if Todd is there or not. I said, get me Ray Comfort and Kirk Cameron, or I'm not interested in coming on. And the reason why I'm not interested in coming on is because Todd Friel has been debated, talked to, schooled by not only the infidel guy who I'm associated with, the hillbilly atheist who I'm associated with, but several other atheists who I have run across that I know of. And Todd Friel, to me, is old hat. He doesn't really have anything new. He's uninteresting. He's dishonest. And he does a lot of interrupting, a lot of commercial breaks when you're saying important stuff. He does a lot of quote mining. He basically just spouts the rhetoric of Ray Comfort, of which Kirk Cameron does the same. I want Kirk Cameron on the show because it would be a trip to talk to Kirk Cameron. I want Ray Comfort because Ray is their leader. And so that's the truth. I will gladly go on the show. You hear it now. Anybody who wants to get Ray and Kirk on the show and me on Way of the Master Radio, be glad to do it. So there you go. So the people who say that we like to be out when we outman people and we go on and we have these shows where we have five people on our show and only one person from the Christian perspective on our show at the same time. And you guys accuse us of wanting to be having five on one. Well, here you go. I will only go on their show if it's one on two. And if it's one on three, I'm just as interested. So there you have it. That's the truth. Back to the clip.
I do not believe in Jesus Christ filming it, because that, of course, is the sin against the Holy Spirit, just uttering those words. It's not. But nevertheless, it is catching on like wildfire.
Of course, he said that uttering the words, I deny the Holy Spirit, is not the unforgivable sin. The Bible, Mark 3:29, says that whosoever may blaspheme the Holy Spirit may never be forgiven and has committed an eternal sin. Well, blaspheme of the Holy Spirit is to damage the reputation of, and denying the Holy Spirit, claiming that it doesn't exist, is the most respectful way that you could probably blaspheme the Holy Spirit. You use all sorts of offensive slang and slurs to blaspheme the Holy Spirit as well. But our campaign was one of where we got the job done in the most respectful manner possible, as respectful as you can blaspheme a fictitious entity.
Kids, mostly guys, not completely. They're joining the Brian Sapient. Let's blaspheme the Holy Spirit because, well, I'm not sure why they're doing it other than the fact that they hate Jesus Christ.
No, actually, we don't hate entities that don't exist. That's a pretty hard thing to do. What we hate is that if you believe in Jesus Christ, you are much more likely to have a propensity to poor logic, poor critical thinking skills, and in Todd Friel's case, being a dishonest fuck.
Last night, don't know if you caught the story, it's breaking big right now, John Edwards, not the psychic, not the great Puritan preacher, John Edwards, the presidential candidate, the soon-to-be perennial presidential candidate, has a couple of staffers who I will not share with you even a little bit what they have been putting up on websites, what they have been saying about Christianity. And I'm going to alter that word in just a moment. They have been writing the most vile, venomous, disgusting, filthy things. Now, I only saw one of them and I went, that's enough. I don't need any. Got it. Got the point. Apparently, dozens and dozens and dozens of filthy, horrible things about our God. And Bill O'Reilly last night on his program said, well, these people are.
Geez, just when I was thinking about voting libertarian, the Democrats do something cool. What's up with that? Somebody give me more info. I'd love to hear about that.
Christian haters. And I thought, well, Bill, you're close, but not quite. They're not Christian haters. They're Christ haters. They hate him, really.
Yeah. No, we don't hate Christ, Todd Friel. No, we don't, buddy. All right? We hate what you do in the name of Christ. We hate what people do in the name of Christ. Okay? And that's why we try to help people overcome the literal belief in a person that never existed.
We're his representatives, so they come at us. Of course they hate us. But it's really about hating him.
No, it's not really about hating him.
Hate him.
No, we don't.
What you're talking, it either seems like you're saying you're with us or you're against us.
Well, we're talking about things that are somewhat black and white.
You either believe or you don't. You're religious or you're not. You're an atheist or you're not.
You're right or wrong, in your opinion.
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, in that sense.
How long will this challenge go on?
Until the end of Christianity.
Until they can do away with that Jesus.
You used to believe.
No, we said Christianity, okay? Are you that dishonest? We just said until the end of Christianity. Not Jesus, all right? I don't give a shit about Jesus, okay? Some guy that doesn't exist, okay? What I care about is Christianity, all right? Dumb fuck.
God.
Yeah.
Why?
Because that's what I was taught, you know, I really believed. I mean, I loved Jesus, and he was like my best friend, and I talked to him and God all the time. I have to admit that they never talked back to me, and I think that some people would say God does talk to them, and I think that they're not being honest with themselves.
Well, sir, I'm sorry that whatever experience you had, it certainly was not a born-again experience. Now,
actually, bullshit. It was a born-again experience. I did, in fact, say the prayer that makes me born again. I was, in fact, rebaptized. All right? I did have a born-again experience, but thanks for insulting my Christianity. Very Christ-like of you.
What makes this so, so terrifying? It's the demographic they're going after.
You guys advertise on sites targeted to kids. Tiger Beat.
Right.
Why?
Because they've already been targeted.
Wow. So, Todd, you have a problem going after kids. Interesting. Would you raise your children to teach them about God that you can't prove exists? I would hope not. And I would hope that you would rail against people who do, wouldn't you? Or should I listen to your show on any other day when I hear all the little advertisements for kiddie Christian things that I hear on your show? Yeah. All right. Okay. Way to be a hypocrite, buddy.
So hopefully, you know,
not to mention that we don't just target teens. We go after everybody.
Point where.
Yeah. Go on with your life. Just go on with your life. Live. What are you filling up your days?
Oh, I'm living, buddy. I'm living. I'm trying to make the world a better place. All right. Thanks.
Hate Jesus.
No, we don't hate Jesus.
No, they're not so indoctrinated and so set in their ways that they can overcome this religious superstition that's been put into
the... Blah, 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 blah. They...
Blah, 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 blah.
Ate Jesus.
Ooh, say a lie too many times and it might become true. This time it's not, Todd, okay? We don't hate Jesus.
Initially, we wanted to find a way to allow atheists to come out of the closet, speak up, and we wanted to do it in such a way where we stripped the power from religious institutions that instill fear into people by showing that we're not scared of this supposed unforgivable sin.
That's, it always boils down to that, doesn't it? It always boils down to that. It always comes. We learned that yesterday with the Epicureans. Why, when Paul was preaching to the Epicureans in Acts chapter 17 on Mars Hill, and when he talked about this resurrection of this Jesus, they shut him down. Why? Because they wanted no pain. That's what they. No pain. I want a pain-free life. I'm an Epicurean. I want to eat and drink and be merry with the finest things so that I never have a hangover. I never get a disease. I want no pain. I'm averse to pain. And if you preach that resurrection, that means there's a God, and that means I'm going to live forever, and that means I'm going to be judged, and I don't want it. And so it always comes down to this with these people. It always comes down to this, because they want to deny the existence of God so that they can deny the judgment.
No, we don't. Deny the judgment. Denying the existence of God does not deny the judgment. If your God exists, there is a judgment. If he doesn't exist, there isn't a judgment. Denying that your God exists has no bearing on whether or not we're going to be judged afterwards, okay? What we're showing you is that we don't believe, okay, and we're so sure that there is no judgment that we don't mind denying the existence of God to prove it to you. But apparently, you are so fucking stupid, you didn't get the idea, okay?
Oh, Charles!
Yes?
There are some people who deny the existence of hell. They deny the existence of the afterlife because they hate Jesus. And they
no, we don't hate Jesus, you dumb fuck.
Hate the idea of being accountable for their sins. There's even some people who then will turn hell into just sort of a metaphysical sort of place so that they don't have to deal with their sins and their judgment. Any comments, sir?
Do not begin telling me that there is a metaphorical fire in hell. Who worries about that? If a man were to threaten to give me a metaphorical blow on the head, I should worry very little about it. He would be welcome to give me as many as he pleased. And so what do the wicked say? We do not worry about metaphorical fires, but they are real. Sir, yes, as real as yourself.
Mm-hmm. So why do you suppose it is that people try to create bad... God doesn't exist or hell isn't real, it's just a metaphor?
As every man who is going to be hung finds fault with the gallows, so do many find fault with hell because they fear they're in danger of it.
That's what's going on.
Boy, they should put that guy in charge of the show. He's abundantly more entertaining than Todd Friel.
Follow a man home, you'll find some sin in their life. You throw a rock into a pack of dogs, the one that yelps is the one that got hit. Finally, Mr. Spurgeon, as a word to Mr. Sapient and anybody else who's listening who is fighting against God, Jesus, judgment, the Bible, hell, all of it, how bad exactly do you think hell is going to be?
Who can tell the hideous shriek of a lost soul? It cannot reach heaven. But if it could, it might well be dreamed that it would suspend the melodies of angels, might make even God's redeemed weep if they could hear the wailings of a damned soul.
Thank you, sir.
So we'll be wailing in hell. And this is the result of an all-loving God who knew ahead of time that we would choose to blaspheme the Holy Spirit, commit the unforgivable sin, commit ourselves to hell. And he did nothing to stop it. And in fact, if he was all-powerful, the argument is, well, he wanted you to have free will. Well, if he was all-powerful, he could have stopped it and still managed to give everybody free will.
John Bunyan, that great saint of God, wrote this. In hell thou shalt have none but a company of damned souls with an innumerable company.
So see, it seems like what we have here is we have the fear of hell. We have exactly what we were trying to do. We were telling people, what we're doing is we're stripping the fear of hell from people like Todd Friel. And what is his response? Give people the fear of hell. That is what he is doing right now. It's just more, it's going into another clip here where it's Be scared of hell. Be scared of hell. Be scared of hell.
Of devils to keep company with thee. While thou art in this world, the very thought of the devils appearing to thee makes thy flesh to tremble and thine hair ready to stand upright on thy head. But what wilt thou do when not only the supposition of the devils appearing, but the real society of all the devils of hell will be with thee, howling, roaring, and screeching in such a hideous manner that thou wilt be even at thy wit's end and ready to run stark mad again for anguish and torment? If after 10,000 years an end should come, there would be comfort. But here is thy misery. Here thou must be forever. When thou seest what an innumerable company of howling devils thou art amongst, thou shalt think this again. This is my portion forever. When thou hast been in hell so many thousand years as there are stars in the firmament, or drops in the sea, or sands on the seashore, yet thou hast to lie there forever. Oh, this one word, ever, how will it torment thy soul? Many are in the net.
Are you in the net, huh? Sorry, don't mean to sound like a cliched preacher. Are you in the net? Are you in the net, huh? Are you, do you know?
In the net, what is that, like the opposite of hating Jesus?
How hot hell is, and do you know why it's so hot?
Ooh, hell's so hot, we're not scared. I deny the Holy Spirit, biatch.
It's because of what you, how you've offended God. Do you realize that? He's got rules, he's got laws, you've broken them. And not because you've done it so smashingly. It's because of how high and holy he is that he is so offended. So he is...
Oh, he's so high and holy, and he loves everyone so much, and he's just so offended by you. He just has such a small, little, frail, little, insecure problem. He's so perfect, and he's all powerful, but he has a teeny little penis, and he can't take it. He just can't take it. He just wants you to love him, and hell is going to be so horrible. And you just have to... Are you in the net? Are you in the net? Okay? Are you in the stupid club? Because I am.
Hot. It's because of what you, how you've offended God. Do you realize that? He's got rules.
He made it hot. God made hot hell because you offended him. Now, how retarded does that sound? Hell was made before I existed, okay? If your God exists, hell was made before I existed. He didn't make it hot because I offended him. If he has such a problem with being offended, then why did he bring me into existence? Why did he bring me into existence? He knew how I would be. He knew ahead of time. He had the power to change it. And yet he did nothing, okay? Nothing.
Laws, you've broken them, and not because you've done it so smashingly. It's because of how high and holy he is that he is so offended. So he has prepared a place for the people who have broken his laws and offended his character, his nature, insulted his sovereignty, questioned his goodness.
But he loves you.
Expose the fact that we believe that he's not trustworthy. It is a complete offense against his character and nature. And so,
stop insulting my God's
so
small penis.
Reasonable. Are you in the net?
Are you in the stupid club?
Imagine
a
person who has just entered hell. A neighbor, relative, co-worker, friend. After a war of physical pain and blasting,
like it's Halloween,
he spends
up
his first moments wailing and gnashing his teeth.
Oh, he's gnashing
his teeth. But after
a
season, he grows accustomed to the pain.
Makes
not that it's
Jesus.
Become tolerable, but that his capacity for it has enlarged to comprehend it, yet not be consumed by it. Though he hurts, he is now able to think.
So bad at hell.
And he instinctively looks about him. But as he looks,
he's scared.
He sees only blindness.
You're going to
in his
hell.
Past life,
you've
he learned that if he
God
lived long enough,
because you said
light
he
somehow
had a small
definition
penis
to his surroundings. So he blinks and strains to focus his eyes, but his efforts yield only blackness. He turns and strains his eyes in another direction. He waits. He sees nothing but unyielding black ink. It clings to him, smothering and oppressing him. Realizing that the darkness is not going to give way, he nervously begins to feel for something solid to get his bearings. He reaches for walls, or rocks, or trees, or chairs. He stretches his legs
to feel
the ground and touches nothing.
Reaching
for
chairs?
A bottomless pit.
Holy shit.
However, the new occupant
is slow to move. I think I'm a Christian!
Ah!
In growing panic, he kicks
his feet. I love Jesus now. I'm in the net.
He stretches.
I'm in the net.
But he finds nothing.
Not.
After more feverish tries, he pauses from exhaustion, suspended in black.
Oh, I'm going to be exhausted in hell.
With a scream, he kicks, twists, and lunges.
Like I am on Earth trying to end this
again
dumb
is too
religion.
Exhausted to move. He hangs there, alone with his pain. Unable to touch a solid object or see a solitary thing,
pain.
He begins to weep.
So in this show so far, we've got mostly stupidity. Mostly stupidity. And little bouts of fear of hell. In fact, so far, I wonder what we have so far in the stupidity to fear of hell ratio. I've got a feeling we're probably somewhere around 50-50. Stupid commentary, dishonest. Let's break it down to three categories. Stupid commentary, dishonest commentary, and fear of hell. What do you think? I've got a live chat room right here, right now. Somebody give me a breakdown. What do you think? About 30, 30, 30? I mean, what is that? 33, 33, 33. I don't know. Anybody think I'm bad at math?
So he casts about in his mind for a plan.
I'd love somebody to count it up.
Building in his chest.
Yeah, we've got 25, 25, 50. 50 on the fear of hell.
The God of love can get me out of this.
Ooh, Jesus is a God of love. He only created hell.
You are right. Get me out of this. He waits.
Jesus, get me out of this. Save me from the hell that you created because I offended you by using my brain.
He's lost. He tries again. I believe, Jesus. I believe now. Save me from this.
Save me from the shit you created. Save me from it.
Our sinner is not unique.
I'm glad you gave me free will and created hell so I could choose you because you'd be so offended that I would be so smart to realize that you don't exist.
And attempts to adapt. But then it hits him. This is forever. Jesus made it clear. He used the same words for forever to describe both heaven and hell. Forever, he thinks, and his mind labors through the blackness until it aches. Forever, he whispers.
Forever. Say forever again. Say it again. Say it again.
Towers over
say forever one more time.
The awful truth spreads before
you
him
only
like,
said it like
endless
seven times.
Overlapping slats.
Say it, do it.
When I put in 10,000 centuries of time here,
10,000
I will not have accomplished one thing.
You're close.
I will not have 1 second less to spend
here. Say it forever one more time. Say
as the rich man pleaded for a drop of water,
say it in your mind.
So
bitch.
Too,
say
our new occupant entertains a similar ambition. In life, he learned
say
that
it.
Even
damn
bad things could be tolerated if one could find temporary relief. Perhaps even hell, if one could rest from time to time, would be more tolerable.
You have it.
He learns, though, that the smoke of his torment goes up forever and ever.
Yes! Twice!
And no rest day and
night. Pound, bitch! You are my
no
bitch!
Rest
you are my bitch!
And night.
Do you know somebody who's in the net?
From this tiny basement.
Yes, and the people who are in the net, stay far, far away. Wait a sec. Is in the net hell? I don't know. It's just so vague and metaphorical.
Northeast Philadelphia, these people are trying to wage a very big fight against religion. All religion.
Why don't you believe in God?
I don't see any good reason to believe in God.
It's that simple?
Yeah, it's that simple.
What's wrong with God?
Nothing. What's wrong with the toothpaste? You know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with something that most likely doesn't exist.
Todd Friel's heard this point, and yet he still thinks that we hate Jesus. He's still so dishonest that he will say over and over and over again that we hate Jesus, even though he's heard me say there's nothing wrong with something that most likely doesn't exist, meaning there's nothing wrong with Jesus.
Well, he does. Here's what he's provided for you. Look out your window, great big creation. You know he exists. He's not a tooth fairy. You know what? I'm an agnostic when it comes to tooth fairies.
I look out my window and I see creation? What the fuck are you talking about, dude? And I can somehow then take a logical leap. Let's just say for a minute that that isn't a moronic statement. I can make a logical leap that somehow transforms into a guy that's all-knowing, all-loving, then created us. Knowing ahead of time that we would burn for an eternity and loving us so much that he allowed us to go there. I mean, that's just one of the most basic of thousands and thousands of arguments I could use to prove that your God couldn't possibly exist. And somehow you give me that logical jump. look out the window and I see evidence of your God. No, buddy, I look out the window and I would see evidence of the flying spaghetti monster before I saw evidence of your God, okay?
Maybe there is one. I don't know. But I do know that there is a God because I look out my window and I see that there is...
No, you don't know. You believe. You don't know. You believe.
Creation, I know there's a creator. I would simply beg you, my friend, if you are listening, listen to the voice of reason right now.
That's right. Tune in to us, Rational Response Squad, rationalresponders.com, the voice of reason. Thanks a lot.
Now, how did that stuff get there so organized?
It's not that organized, actually, Todd. It's actually kind of weird. Like, don't you think it's a little bit weird that you have tits? What do you use those tits for, huh? Real organized, you know? Hey, what do you think about that?
How did it get there? Why is it in such great shape? Why is it so...
It's not in such great shape, Todd. Actually, at any minute, an asteroid could come and hit this planet. Our planet has been hit by asteroids in the past and is caused... thousands or hundreds of thousands of species of animals to go extinct by an asteroid. Okay, our universe is extremely violent. It's extremely chaotic. Okay, it's not. I mean, you know, it's 8 degrees outside my house right now with freezing rain. How's that perfect? Okay, you know, I want 72-degree weather. Okay,
exquisitely designed. There's no-
yeah, it is pretty cool. I'll admit, it is exquisite. It's not designed, but it is pretty cool.
Other explanation. And listen to the voice.
There's no other explanation? Okay. Well, it doesn't really make much sense because your explanation doesn't even work, but there are other explanations, Todd. Do a little research. Science. You know, things that we can prove, things that we have evidence for. Try that. I know it's a novel, crazy idea. Go figure. Actually, have a little evidence for something that I believe in. But, you know, try it. You try that on one off for size. It might make you feel a little better. It's not as comforting as feeling this invisible man in the sky that'll let you live forever after you die. But, yeah, try it.
Your conscience, that thing that's going, oh, boy. See, this is why the Epicureans didn't want to believe that in the resurrection. Because it screams that there is a judgment to come. Listen to your conscience. This is why...
If we thought there was a judgment to come, Todd, we would live as if we thought there was a judgment to come. Okay, we don't think there's a judgment to come, and so we're not scared of that judgment. That's how it works, all right? It's pretty simple.
People fight against the creation. If we can reject that whole biblical Genesis business, if we can do away with that Jonah and the whale business, then I can deny that there is going to be a judgment day to come. Listen to your conscience. Listen to the creator.
I don't listen to my conscience, okay? My conscience doesn't speak, all right? I utilize my brain, all right, to determine what is true, what is valid, what is fact, what is fiction. My conscience has never told me what is true, all right? This is even like, what is it, even a conscience anyway? Let's just assume that a conscience, it's just a way to describe, you know, how you feel that you should perceive things and act on things. But that's really coming from your brain, Todd. And why don't you use your brain to examine evidence and facts and not look out at the sky and come up with the most childish, most immature, ignorant excuse you could possibly come up with was, oh, I look out the window and I see a creator. Because Ray Comfort told me if there's a painting, there must be a painter. And if there's a house, there must be a builder. So therefore, I look out the window and I see a creator because there is a creation. No, there isn't a creation. You have to prove that there is a creator before you can say there's a creation. There's life and there are things, but you can't prove that those things came from a creator, okay?
Screaming through the creation. He wants your attention. Think about your sins. Think about the correct response.
I don't have any sins. Thanks, buddy.
And don't repent and put your trust in Jesus Christ because you're afraid of hell. Repent and put your trust in Jesus Christ because he has been so kind to save.
Don't repent and put your trust in Jesus Christ because you are afraid of hell. Do it because whatever the heck he's going to say next, because you love him or something. Well, if that's the case, then why is the whole episode interspersed with crap about the fear of hell? We were the ones that started on the foot that we were trying to take away the fear of hell. Could have easily given you the chance to jump right in with your whole Yeah, I agree. There shouldn't be a fear of hell. That shouldn't be the reason why Christians, you know, take a leap of faith. They should do it because they love Jesus or whatever the hell he's going to say next. You know, that would have been the way that you would have gone, Todd, if you actually believe that. This right here, this, what you're doing now, they call it reverse psychology.
You from hell. This is a message of kindness. It is good news.
It's a message of kindness and good news. Then why don't you deliver that? Instead of the fear of hell and the scariness of those last two segments that you went to some other guest or whatever the heck that was, why don't you actually do that, you fucking hypocrite?
To demonstrate his mercy, grace, and loving kindness. And if you know somebody who is in the net and you don't witness to them.
Ah, we get it. I get it finally. I apologize. I'm in the net. I'm the atheist. I am in the net. Well, fuck me. That's awesome. That is awesome. Just hope there's a bunch of hot chicks in the net with me.
What exactly are you waiting for?
We can all sin together.
This is Way of the Master Radio.
All right, let's fast forward.
Sometimes they say.
Number four, Hu Jintao from China. Number three, either secular, humanist, communist, or Muslims. My apologies. Those weren't Christians at all. Let's go to the streets, Ray, and talk to the lawman. Hey, lawman.
Hey, how you doing?
Swell. Okay.
Well, okay.
Swell. Well, I thought this time we wouldn't do all the yammering, so you can just get on with business.
Todd, he's got to find some business.
There's Ray.
How's your back? Is it getting better?
Yeah, I was going to ask the same thing.
Now he shows up. Now Ray shows up. Whew. Where were you, Ray, when you were supposed to tell him, you know, when Todd said the whole thing about, you know, how we wouldn't come on their show, and you could have said, well, yeah, I got an email. I sent an email to Brian Sapien, and he wrote me back instantly telling me he would come on the show, and I just never responded. You know, where were you to tell him that? Jeez, Todd.
You know, well, gentlemen, I appreciate your Christian concern. those prayers and those three ibuprofen seem to be helping a great deal.
Three?
Oh, is that not enough?
I'm listening for slurred speech, Todd.
Oh,
just,
no.
Just stay away from the Vicodin, whatever you do.
I'm listening for slurred speak. No, that would be slurred speech, but what is that, projecting again? Huh?
Oh, you mean I shouldn't have taken them? Okay, well, thanks for the tip.
Oops.
Yeah, well, please don't drive, or you too may end up in the Gray Bar Hotel.
And
you
know, don't.
Yeah, exactly. I'm getting a point in the chat room. So now he believes in medicine? Using a little fact and science there to get through life, Todd? How unchrist-like. You must hate Jesus.
Mixed with alcohol, Todd.
Okay, right? I don't mean to make light of this, gentlemen, but last night on television, I caught it's restless leg syndrome. Have you heard of this?
I haven't heard of it. I've got it.
I've seen the commercial.
Is that
true? I've seen the commercial.
Todd, I've had it for years. So has my daughter, so has my mother, so have my uncles. Millions.
It's a horrible thing.
It is.
The restless. You really? Are you? I thought it was some sort of a joke almost.
No, it's deadly serious. Millions of people. I thought I was the only one on the planet until I found my daughter had it, my mum had it, my uncles have it.
All right.
It
let's
is.
See
it's
really bad.
What's going on here? What do we get?
Biblical, no matter what who their pastor is.
Right.
So I'm
hey, Rich,
you know
in the chat room, anything more in the show?
Experience and everything. Well, I just, you know, being a good person is a
no.
You know, it's part of it.
All right. That's it. 34 minutes with the Rational Response Squad. I'm Brian Sapient, Rational Response Squad. Hope you enjoyed this poning of a man who truly does hate Jesus Christ. His name is Todd Friel. His website is wayofthemasterradio.com. Still an open offer for us to appear on his radio show with Ray Comfort and Kirk Cameron. I'm sure he'll lie about it again in the future that we won't. But that's right. You heard it here first. Todd Friel does, in fact, hate Jesus Christ. And until next time, folks, stay rational.